This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear listeners, welcome back to Arab English Radio. You're listening to For a Better Life. I am Beta, and once again I have the chance and honor to be at your service to share my opinions, ideas and things based on Islamic books with you to think more about ways and approaches to a better life. As you know, in the last episode we talked about the concept of Allah Almighty, concept of soul, and these questions actually posed by these atheist people and some randomized people. In this episode, we're going to talk about the unity of God. Say He's Allah, the one and only. One of the verses of Holy Quran, which is one of the most important principles of Islam. You may have this question, how these actually things that we're talking in this episode are relevant to having a better life? I have to tell you that. The first step to do something, the first step to go for something is to know more about it. So if you want to have a better life, you have to know how to do that. Okay, and these little things that we're talking in these several episodes together are pieces of puzzles that when bringing together, they will make a miracle in everybody's life. The short surah of the Holy Quran, the surah 112, is the most significant of all writings dealing with the oneness of God. As Allama Abdullah Yusuf Ali has commented in his translation of the Holy Book, the nature of God has been indicated here in a few words, such as we can understand. He writes here, we are specifically taught to avoid the pitfalls into which men and nations have fallen various times in trying to understand God. The first thing we have to note is that His nature is so sublime, so far beyond our limited conceptions, that the best way in which we can realize Him is to feel that He is a personality. He, and not a mere abstract conception of philosophy, okay? You have to keep that important point in mind that Allah Almighty is a persona, you know? This is not an abstract thing of philosophy. Nowadays, when you go talk and chit-chat with young generation, and I have to add this point that I'm from this young generation too, you feel like they are, you know, misunderstanding everything with philosophic concepts. And they want to actually mislead you. They want to disrupt you from the mere and simple fact of the meaning of Allah Almighty, the meanings that we were talking about, and specifically the inner voice that we have a lot to say about this specific content. So, secondly, He is the one and only God, the only one to whom worship is due. All other things or beings that we can think of are His creatures and in no way comparable to Him. Thirdly, He is eternal, without beginning or end, absolute, not limited by time or place or circumstance. The reality before which all other things or places are mere shadows or reflections. One of the reasons that people try to deny all of the facts that deep in their heart they know that they are true is the fact that the concept of Allah Almighty is so beyond our understanding, beyond our limitations, that we compare ourselves, our creation, to Allah Almighty, and because we are limited to time, to place, to circumstances, to the outer world, we feel like there should be something like us, okay? So, this is one of the biggest reasons of denial throughout the history. Fourthly, we must not think of him as having a son or father, for that would be to import animal qualities into our conception of him. And fifthly, he is not like any other person or thing that we know or can imagine. His qualities and nature are unique. Allah Almighty is unique, and this uniqueness can be really difficult to understand. And you know, this whole concept that we're talking about remind me this beautiful quote narration from Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that he says you can think about everything but nature of Allah Almighty, because you can never understand this nature, you can never understand this meaning and concept. So sometimes this overthinking about these kind of ideas and concepts that are over and beyond our understanding can lead to sins, can lead to emptiness and all the philosophical aspects that we are aware of. These things that I mentioned, all of them are a declaration of war against all ideas of denial that we can see through human beings. Men from the beginning have had a tendency to imagine God in their own image, like God is a creature, like God is, you know, something you can touch, something you can see. And this is a tendency from the beginning of existence of human being. Some thought of him as having body like animals or human beings. Others thought that he was incarnated in the forces of nature like rain, lightning, mountain, river, sun. And still, others thought that he was a father and had child or children. But in Islamic education, there is this warning against this tendency to conceive God after our own patterns. Let's keep it here, go for a short break, then I'm gonna come back.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. Your love is all I need. So all I need. Your love is all I need. So all I need. Your love is all I need. All I need. Your love is all I need.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to For a Better Life. We were talking about the concept of Allah Almighty and how it is connected to having a better life. Don't forget that sometimes this word of life will remind you of the life that you are living on earth. But this is not it. There is this afterlife, after death, which is actually the main phase of your life. And whenever we're talking about having a better life, both this materialistic life and a spiritual life after death, which we actually call it as afterlife, are considered here. As I mentioned, we talked about the uniqueness of Allah Almighty and the oneness of Allah Almighty. Unity, uniqueness, and oneness that are the qualities that are really important to understand, because these are the principles of all Islamic education that you have to follow. And after believing, thinking on, and understanding these principles, okay, you have to go for the next steps, which is working on your self-knowledge, self-awareness, and these sort of things. So to wrap the things up, I'm going to tell you that there are some tendencies in human beings which are completely natural. This is from your nature and fitrah, these tendencies that we have in ourselves, like tendency to image Allah Almighty as we understand. But you have the power and you have the will to go against these tendencies and to actually think on whatever you are doing, on whatever you are believing, based on full intellect. So this step is necessary, and then you can go for doing good things, doing good deeds, and having a better life. So I wish for all of us here, me and you, dear listeners, to have a meaningful life, seeking for knowledge, seeking for peace, and having a strong bond with Allah Almighty. Thank you for listening to me. It was all the time I had for today's episode. I wish you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.